Maybe we should remind ourselves of exactly what it was that Senator Trent Lott said 2 weeks ago at the 100th birthday celebration for Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina.
I want to say this about my state. When Strom Thurmond ran for president, we voted for him. We're proud of it. And if the rest of the country had followed our lead, we wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years either.
Mr. Lott apologized at least 5 times for remarks he made at a 100th birthday tribute for Senator Strom Thurmond.
With regard to my remarks about Strom Thurmond, I was privileged to join hundreds of others to honor him. It was a lighthearted affair, but my choice of words were totally unacceptable and insensitive, and I apologize for that.
But his expressions of remorse seemed to fuel rather than stifle the criticism that rained down on him from a coalition that ranged from the Reverend Jesse Jackson to the Reverend Jerry Falwell. Robert Bork Jr. joins us now. Mr. Bork is a specialist in crisis management and in litigation public relations. He advises the people who say things that sometimes get him into trouble. Mr. Bork, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
With the advantage of a few hours' hindsight, could Senator Lott, once he said what he did, have handled it in a way that would have saved his job?
I think he could have handled it better. I don't think he could have saved his leadership of the Republican Party in the Senate.
Save that job, I guess.
Save that job.
Yeah.
What he had going against him really was gravity. Mm-hmm. It was sort of a Sisyphean task. Once the rock started rolling down the hill and more of his past statements came out and others started commenting, those he thought were his friends started commenting that perhaps he should look for other work. It was really impossible for him to push the rock back up the hill.
Yeah. If you had been advising him or advising someone who said, look, I got this friend who said something silly recently, maybe you can give me some advice, maybe that's how it's done, what 2 or 3 things might you have said?
Well, when you're in this kind of situation, the key is to quickly, clearly enunciate an apology. There was no way his remarks could be misconstrued. Mm-hmm. There was no way to try to gloss them over, yet he tried. And he tried several times. Actually, at first he was sort of unavailable. Mm-hmm. And it just got worse and worse. I think he could have enunciated a better apology, and then he should have stopped and rallied his friends to defend him. But again, it became impossible to defend something that was so outrageous and so ugly that he just could never get control of the situation. You know, and here's a man who's been in public life for decades, and a man who apparently has been saying these things for years. But, you know, you can be forgiven for bumping into an iceberg in the middle of the night, but you can't be forgiven if you're the majority leader of the Senate for making a comment like that, an inflammatory racial remark, in front of television cameras. Mm-hmm. It's something that a leader shouldn't do, and I think that was a great deal of his problem. Mm-hmm. If he were a backbencher who'd said this, he might have slid by. He certainly wouldn't have had to resign his Senate seat.
I mean, I'm reminded of something I think Fritz Hollings, Democratic senator from South Carolina, said years ago. It was a remark he made, I believe, in an auto factory in South Carolina about something about what he considered to be the Japanese had auto industry had bragged about their superior workmanship, and he said, well, something to the effect that American workmanship was good enough when we were putting together an atom bomb, which certainly seemed to be an ill-advised remark when Japanese companies were building auto factories in South Carolina. Yet.
Well, when it comes to race and it comes to making inflammatory racial statements, it is, I guess they usually say that Social Security is the third rail of politics. Well, race, I think, is an even more brightly charged rail.
Did the Democrats have a vested interest in trying to make the scandal go longer than it did?
I think they did at first, mm-hmm. but in some ways I think they failed in their attempt here because it would have been better for them politically mm-hmm. for Mr. Lott to stay in that job. It would have weakened the party. It would have made negotiations on all sorts of things easier. And that's, I think, really why, in the end, it was the Republicans who put the knife in and finished the job. Because in his attempts to make things right with African Americans, he was more and more upsetting conservatives who, in their minds, legitimate policy reasons, didn't want to be in a situation where every time they did anything mm-hmm. Legislatively, that had a racial element, they would be regarded as racist.
When a controversy like this, and nothing quite like this, has broken before, a lot of it is dependent upon the context and the political elements that exist at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for one thing, you have a very closely contested Senate.
Correct.
At the same time, you have a president who has gained control of both houses of Congress and is eager to press ahead with an agenda. You have an impending war. Doesn't want a leadership crisis on his hands.
No. I think the president, while denying that he had any role in pushing Mr. Lott along in his decision-making process, clearly was driving much of the process in the latter days. And when Colin Powell came to the mics and said that he found the senator's remarks abhorrent, there was no misunderstanding who was really talking.
The media missed this story for a few days, didn't
they? Yes, they did.
I must say.
I think everybody missed it at first. I know that there were some who write for websites that picked it up rather quickly, but it wasn't until about 3 days after that the Post and others began to pick it up.
The Washington Post, not
the Washington
New York
Post,
yeah.
Right.
Speaking as a reporter who missed that story,
mm-hmm.
I was not there for the birthday observance, but I didn't read very far into the news accounts because I figured this is when I first read about the birthday observance, that wasn't in the lead, and I doubt as I read past the first paragraph.
It wasn't after the fold either.
Even if you revile what Senator Lott said, do you have some personal feeling for somebody who was at the bottom of that accumulating gravity?
I don't think that the blood sport of Washington, D.C. is a pleasant thing to witness. Politics is a blood sport here. Senator Lott is not a bad person. Mm-hmm. I have met him in the past. I don't think he really understood what he did.
Robert Bork, Jr. is a specialist in crisis management and litigation public relations. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.